This Sunday night, CBS is premiering a made-for-TV movie that might strike you as an odd choice to launch the new year. It's based on the true story of a pop star's rise and early death. David Bianculli has this review.
Talking to myself and feeling old. Sometimes I'd like to quit. Nothing ever seems to fit. Hanging around, nothing to do but frown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down.
That's one of 12 top 10 songs by the Carpenters, a brother-sister act that had a number one single with their first record, Close to You, in 1970. Hit after hit followed until 1975, when their career started to go downhill. And in 1983, when Karen Carpenter died, the act was through. That doesn't sound like the makings of a very dramatic biography, but a lot more has been done with a lot less. La Bamba, for example. But the real reason the story of the Carpenters is being told for television is that Karen Carpenter was the first famous person to die of complications from anorexia nervosa. Because it's a serious subject yet deals with celebrity biography, CBS is proudly presenting the Karen Carpenter story this Sunday as its first made-for-TV movie of 1989. If done correctly, it could have been pretty good, but it isn't. The show's executive producer is Richard Carpenter, the brother half of the act, so you know automatically that the honesty isn't going to cut too deeply. And though Cynthia Gibb and Mitchell Anderson look and act like the Carpenters, the Karen Carpenter story doesn't really explain much, especially about their music. Oh, it shows how they became a team and says how they never made a mistake in the recording studio. It tells how Richard's ears perked up when he heard We've Only Just Begun played on a late-night TV ad for a local bank. He ran out and bought the rights so the Carpenters could record it, and within a year, they were international celebrities. And, as this movie presents it, the world was overcome by a wave of Carpenter mania. But let's be serious here. Not once in the telemovie is there any indication of who writes the lyrics, or if they all came from bank commercials. And musically, the Carpenters were purely a pop act, and, if not for the backstage drama and trauma, deserve a telemovie biography about as much as Tony Orlando and Dawn. The focus of Barry Morrow's script is the growing insecurity of the Carpenter siblings. Richard starts popping Quaaludes and Karen stops eating. The reason? Well, according to the Karen Carpenter story, a lot of it's due to their mother, who's played in this drama by Louise Fletcher. She's concerned when their children start falling apart, but doesn't recognize that her domineering attitude is part of the problem.
If I just listen to you, then everything is going to work out for the best.
Is that so wrong, wanting what's best for my children?
Not always what's best for me.
I know that everybody has problems. Your father and I have had many, many...
Spare me the speech I've heard a zillion times. Just stay out of my personal life. You are smothering me. I know that you mean well, and I love you for it, but you have got to let me live my own life. You have just got to.
Another reason given for Karen's anorexia is that, in her first review in Billboard, some nasty critic referred to her as Richard's chubby sister. So there's no way I'm going to be nasty to Cynthia Gibb, who plays Karen. If anyone out there wants to watch her do a raging bull in reverse and get thinner by the minute, be my guest.
David Bianculli is television critic for the New York Post.